Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
And we're back here in the courtroom of current events with Peter's Proffer. Today's topic is hitting Clearwater hard, but it's hit different cities in the country recently, and that is the boss mayor movement. We're going to talk about what a boss mayor is, what the difference in the local government is with places and cities that have boss mayors versus a regular mayor with a city manager set up. And we even have a special treat at the end of the podcast. The current mayor, George Criticus, the current mayor of Clearwater, is going to come on and give us his thoughts and his position on the boss mayor movement. So thanks for listening in with us. And as always, if you have a topic you want us to hit, you can find us on social media at Tragos Law or send me an email, petertragos@greeklaw.com. All right, we are in here today to talk about the boss mayor, also known as the strong mayor, because it's coming up topically here in Clearwater where our office is, but it's also something that is prevalent in big cities across the United States. And we'll start out just by talking a little bit about, and Pete's here with me, talk a little bit about what a boss mayor or a strong mayor is. We're just going to call it boss mayor for the podcast. So what a boss mayor is versus a regular mayor.
All right. The boss mayor presumes that the power for decision-making for the city is centralized in the boss mayor, meaning that even though there is a city council and they're responsible for procedural stuff,
setting policy,
policies, the mayor himself has the majority of the authority inside of the city's government.
Right, versus what a regular mayor is.
Right, which is what we have now, which is a city council.
Which is what we have in Clearwater.
Right, approach is the mayor is elected, as are the city council, and the mayor is one vote amongst the city council, and a professional city manager is normally hired, and that person, their day-to-day job is to manage the city's business.
And currently, somebody that's elected to mayor, it's a part-time job. They make $24,000 a year, and it's something that they do along with their normal profession. The boss mayor would be a full-time job, and they make no less than $120,000 a year. So it's a big difference in what this type of job is when you're talking about the mayor that Clearwater currently has and what boss mayors have across the state and even across the country. So there are people that are going crazy over this. And this is coming up in Clearwater to vote for in November. It's one of the special referendum things that we can vote for if you live in Clearwater. And there are a lot of people that feel passionately on both sides of this coin. So first, let's start out by talking about some of the arguments for having a boss mayor, changing our system.
The big proponents' positions are that nothing ever gets done in Clearwater because it takes a majority to actually accomplish any task. So for years and years, there have been certain, city issues that have just gone from the perspective of the people undealt with because the city council and the mayor can never be on the same page.
Well, it's also a lot of businesses that want things to get done, whether it's permitting or whatever. It takes forever to go through the current chain, where if there was just one centralized person to talk to and to pitch something to, it may go faster through that chain. So really, that is the argument. That is the only real argument that I could find and that I've heard people talking about, is just for things to speed up as opposed to it being so slow because government workers are handling everything now. And you'll hear the difference between a politician versus a government worker come up also as an argument against a boss mayor, but it's also an argument for it, because if you actually have a politician up there that's trying to get things done, trying to keep people happy, that can move things along that need to be moved along. Where if you just have a city manager in there, sometimes they don't really care enough to push it along. That's the arguments. I'm not saying that's what I feel, but that's what some people are arguing about. And it's interesting to think that Tampa and St. Pete both have boss mayors.
Most of the big metropolitan areas of the country have a boss mayor.
And they seem to be liking how that's working for them.
You know, it depends on how you look at it. And Tampa, we'll use Mayor Bob Buckhorn as an example. He's got a strong personality. He's very pro-Tampa. And at the end of the day, things go well when he makes decisions. But I think his heart is in the right place.
Well, yeah, and that's always going to be the ending point. That's kind of what we're going to finish on, is it really comes down to who the people are that you put in power on how it's going to go.
Right.
Okay, but there are a lot of people in Clearwater. It's an old city with an older demographic, and I think a lot of people are scared of / just don't want change. And there are a lot of arguments against implementing a boss mayor in Clearwater. The proposal basically replaces the city manager with the mayor, okay? And one of the major knocks on that, or arguments against that, is now you're putting a politician in a position that used to be held for somebody that had the experience, the knowledge, and the training to be a city manager. Well, now you just have to get elected, and now you're all of a sudden doing all this, the business for the city.
You know, the best way to think about it, for those of us that understand corporate structures, in the system now, the city council and the mayor are the board of directors of the corporation of Clearwater. And they have hired a CEO. That CEO, who runs the day-to-day operations, is the city manager. And this person handles budgeting. Not necessarily day-to-day hiring, but under, you know, he hires the department heads for the city. They're responsible for long-range planning. And this is what they do 5 days a week, probably more than that, 8 hours a day, probably more than that. I mean, this is a full-time job.
Right, as opposed to now where it's a lot of figurehead type stuff, showing really up is. To events, shaking hands, kissing babies,
sure,
things
and
like
it is.
That.
It's a feel-good mayor, basically.
You don't really have to have any experience to be mayor right now in Clearwater as it sits.
Correct.
Right, I mean, you're just a politician. Basically, you show up and you're the face of Clearwater.
Right.
Wherever you go. Another issue that people have with a boss mayor is it could violate some of the sunshine laws, which means that there are certain proceedings and certain things that need to be public and public record, and that would change if it was a boss mayor. Right.
In fact, the Sunshine Law says, especially for city governments, meetings cannot be had by members of the city council without notice, and everything has to be publicized. Being on the record, notes are taken, notes are kept by the recorder in the county. In other words, three of us, let's just say Peter, you know, you listening, and myself, couldn't sit down and talk about a topic regarding city business off time. We would have to only do this during on business, on the record hours.
And that would change if it's a boss mayor doing
it. Yeah, sure, because the boss mayor is one person. He does not, there is no committee to be had.
So the main argument against it, and the one that we've kind of touched on already, but we'll dig deeper into now, is the concentration of power and the lack of checks and balances and accountability that a boss mayor would have.
Yeah, for those of us that are a little bit older, you may remember some of the things that happened with Marion Barry, who was the mayor of Washington, D.C. There was a gal who I believe was mayor somewhere, I think it was Baltimore. And, of course, our friends that are from the Midwest, like I am, from outside of Detroit, we remember those scandals where the mayors were either involved in fraud or embezzling money, or in Marion Barry's perspective, it was just a free-for-all, you know, drugs, guns, prostitution, all happening on the city's dime.
Right, and one of the issues when we're talking about accountability and things like that is that the boss mayor would only be held accountable once every 8 years. Actually, once in 8 years when they seek re-election, and then after that, never again, because they're not going to get elected again after that. So in reality, if you hated everything the mayor was doing, you would have no recourse for 8 years, potentially, because they don't come up for re-election. A city manager is somebody that is working for their job every year, basically, and if they start doing a horrible job, there's somebody that could be replaced much easier and much quicker than a mayor could, boss mayor.
And I'm not certain, but I believe our city manager here in Clearwater has a year-to-year contract, and every year they reevaluate
him. I'm sure the city manager can get fired for cause.
Absolutely, without
a
doubt.
Right, exactly. But if the mayor's doing things that you know, you don't know what they're doing, there's also some people argue backdoor deals or backroom deals, whatever, shady things because he's a politician. I don't necessarily buy that argument, but I do buy the argument that the city manager does not have as much power as a boss mayor and is more easily replaced than a boss mayor would be by only an election.
Absolutely. At any given point in time, if the city council decides that the city manager is either not doing his job or not living up to the contract, he's gone, or she.
Right. And the boss mayor can basically act unilaterally. They don't have to build consensus for their actions, and theoretically, they wouldn't even have to attend city council meetings. So, I mean, that is a scary thought to think that they really wouldn't even have to be a part of the process like the city manager would, because they do live under different rules. So I think that's kind of the biggest issue, is just dealing with the accountability if this boss mayor goes rogue and starts making decisions that are better for himself or better for whatever business dealings he's going to get into when he's not mayor anymore. That's, I think, what you really have to worry about if you get the wrong person in power. Because now if you get the wrong person as the mayor, it doesn't really affect anything, because they don't really have a lot of power as it currently sits.
Right. It really is more of a feel-good position.
Okay, and one of the last arguments against it we're going to touch on is that it will cost the city a fortune to hire a boss mayor, because they are paid at least $120,000 a year versus the current mayor, which makes $24,000 a year. That's kind of a farce, because the city manager in Clearwater currently makes $200,000+ a year. So this boss mayor would replace that city manager, so it really would be encompassing $200,000 there plus $24,000 in the current mayor. So really it would be $224,000 job that we would be creating with this boss mayor job.
You know, that's not really fair though to make the comparison, because again, because Clearwater's mayor is a part-time guy, it's $24,000 a year. And I'll tell you, I know Mayor Criticos and I knew Mayor Hubbard before them. They do a lot. There's a lot of
handshaking. They definitely are not paid for all the work that they do.
Absolutely not.
But they don't do it for the money now.
Correct.
Currently.
But understanding that a city of Clearwater has like $500 million budget, thousands of employees, multiple departments, long-range planning that stems into decades long, water management issues, all kinds of stuff that unless you really are in this business, it's really hard to be a fly-by-night strong mayor.
Right. And so what it really boils down to is balancing speed versus accountability. How fast do you want things to get through the system? Because that's why you'd want the boss mayor, versus how many checks and balance do you really want to have on their decision making, which is why you don't want a boss mayor. And it's funny you mentioned a couple of the previous mayors. They had a panel to discuss the pros and cons of a boss mayor, and it was three previous mayors. Hibbard was one of them. Duran was one of them. I can't remember who the third one was. It was not Criticos, but there was... So three previous mayors got together to talk about, in front of a forum of people, what the pros and cons were of a boss mayor, and they came up with some interesting points, okay? So they all agreed that it could be scary if it was in the wrong hands. They all agreed that they heard all sorts of complaints about how slow things were. Hibbard even said that some people thought he was a boss mayor because of how much he did around town and how many people he met with and how he tried to push things through as quickly as he could. But one of their major takeaways that really hit me is, does Clearwater know what it's doing in this election? Okay, so they are worried about low voter turnout, thinking that it could take 7,000-ish votes to elect a mayor for the next 8 years, and it could be a boss mayor. There's 116,000 people in Clearwater, and the voter turnout is so low for mayor that less than 10% of the people could choose who the mayor is for the next 8 years.
Or at least the system.
Right. Well, and that's the problem is, yeah, they could pick the system, but then they could also end up being the ones that elect the mayor, and those are going to be the most politically active people in Clearwater. So, I would wonder what that compares with other cities like St. Pete and Tampa, because I just don't know that answer. But it's scary to think that so few people could pick such a major position, because it's not like the presidential election or elections where everybody come out to because they know how important it is. When you're talking about mayor, most people don't go out and vote for mayor.
Right. And the truth of the matter is, I think about it and take the politics out of the equation. It could go either way. Again, if you pick a strong mayor, a boss mayor, and you get the right person with the right experience and the right know-how, then you're fine. Same thing, can go the other way around. If you get the wrong mix of city council people together, you can have an absolute disaster. So, you said it right at the beginning of this thing. New York has a strong mayor. I think a lot of the big cities, big metropolitan areas in the state, not
yeah,
only
but
the
I
state,
mean, okay, so if you take country, that argument, if you get the wrong city manager, you can have those same problems, right?
Right? I mean, the city manager.
I get it, but how often does that happen quickly and swiftly? My guess is it doesn't.
Exactly. Government.
And the city manager can also do backdoor deals, and the city manager can also do under the table deals, just like a mayor can. And I think some of the people are scared of, especially with the political climate the way it is today, that politicians are worse than city managers. I know some people that think city managers are politicians. I mean, I do agree. My biggest argument or my biggest problem with the boss mayor is A, the checks and balances, but also the training. I think if somebody's going to want to run for mayor, they're going to have to focus a lot more on why they have the qualifications to be the city manager and mayor, as opposed to now where it's a little bit more of a popularity contest and who you like and who represents Clearwater well. I think it would change the way people run for mayor.
You're also talking about a complete restructuring
exactly.
of the management inside of the city.
You know, Clearwater is the 16th largest city in Florida now.
Wow.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy. And to think that, and that's what some of the mayors were saying on the panel, we're one of the big cities, now we have to act like it. And they talk about all the $1 billion of business that are done in Clearwater and things like that. I agree that's important, but I think it's too quick right now, and I think people don't know enough about the change that we're looking at going from our current mayoral structure to what a boss mayor looks like. I think that's kind of my biggest problem. And the fact that, so they have this forum where we're talking about a big change to our mayor in Clearwater, and they open it up to the city of Clearwater and its 116,000 constituents. Do you know how many people showed up to this forum to listen to these three mayors?
You'd be lucky if it was 150 people.
80 people.
There you go.
Yeah. So 80 people showed up to listen and get more information about what a boss mayor is. And less than 10% of the people that live in Clearwater are probably going to go show up and vote. And people may say, well, so what? If they're not going to show up and vote, too bad. Well, that's not really true. Because if they knew how important a boss mayor position was versus the current mayor, then I think they would show up and vote. And that's the problem, is people just, I don't think, have an understanding about what this change is. But then again, who really cares what we have to say on it? We've got a special guest on the phone. Okay, so we've got a special treat here in a little turn of events. Mayor George Kritikus, the current mayor of Clearwater, is on the phone to give us his thoughts on the boss mayor movement here in Clearwater. So, Mayor Kritikus, thank you so much for being with us. And can you tell us a little bit about how you feel about the boss mayor movement and what you think it would do to Clearwater?
Well, Peter, thank you very much for doing this so that we can reach out to people to let them know how important this election is going to be to the citizens of Clearwater. There is a referendum question, the very last question on the ballot, that will change the Clearwater form of government from the council manager system to what is considered a strong mayor, executive mayor position. That person will then have the complete authority over the day-to-day operations of the city of Clearwater and its employees. The city council will serve sort of like a legislative branch, and we will not have a professional city manager running the day-to-day operations of the city. This move, you know, has been discussed for many years, granted, but previous councils have said no, that we believe that this system of government is the most effective. Several people from the Downtown Partnership and Downtown Special Interest petitioned council again to change that rule, to put this question on the ballot. Council voted 3-2 to do so. The problem that I have is that, you know, yes, you know, you keep hearing, let the people decide. Well, the people could have decided by putting it on the ballot themselves by a petition process. They claim that they've been talking about this for many years and council hasn't taken the action. But the citizens could have done this if they wanted. There's no groundswell movement. What it is a special interest downtown group, business group that wants to have access and control to one person. It's a little upsetting to me that we have these very successful businessmen, many of whom don't even live in Clearwater, don't have even a business in downtown Clearwater, trying to tell us how we ought to run our form of government and what form of government do people have. They claim, you know, they started out saying that it was going to be a strong mayor. Then they changed it to an executive mayor. And then they changed it to yes for Clearwater. And now they're calling it a full-time mayor. And they're claiming that if we pay the mayor $120,000, $150,000, that we will have candidates running for office. Well, excuse me. You shouldn't run for office because of your salary. You shouldn't run for office because of your title. You should run for office because you want to serve the people. And I hope that the people will join me in voting no on this referendum question so that we can continue the professional, the stable form of government that we've had that has served the interests of Clearwater, have served the interests of the citizens first. We need to put the people first, not the special interest businessmen in downtown first.
George, why do you think it's coming up now?
As I said, there was a small group of people who have felt that 4 years ago, the council didn't take the action that they recommended at the charter review. Well, council took the action. It said no.
Okay.
These people then decided, well, now's the time to do it. And within a couple of weeks, they were able to get a majority of council to agree with them to put it on the ballot. They had 4 years, Peter, that they could have gone out and gotten a petition signed saying put it on the ballot. But they were too lazy to do that. They didn't want to do the work. That's what St. Petersburg did when St. Petersburg decided to change its form of government. They petitioned council to do it and got the petitions from thousands of people. But in Clearwater, these select few people decided that they didn't want to do that. They have a bank account in Tallahassee. They're getting tens of thousands of dollars from developers to support their cause. It's not a groundswell movement. It's not a grassroots movement. And hopefully we will put this to bed in November so that we can continue that stable professional leadership and government that we've had in Clearwater. It has been, it has served the interests of the people. It's done a good job. And, you know, there's no criticism. All they're saying is, well, things will get done faster.
Right. And that's what we've heard as well. What would be the day-to-day change, what the mayor does now versus what a strong mayor would do? And how would it affect the other city council members?
Right now, the mayor does not have the authority to hire or fire any individual, doesn't have any authority over the day-to-day operations of the city. A strong mayor has that authority. He would more than likely have one, if not more than one, executive assistant helping him out with the day-to-day operations. Mayor Kreisman in St. Petersburg has five or six deputy mayors or special assistants that work for him now. Mayor Buckhorn, other mayors of that size, communities much larger than Clearwater's, have several other assistants. In Clearwater, we have the city manager and one assistant city manager and a deputy city manager. Chances are, with a strong mayor, we would have at least three or four other people in those same positions trying to do what the city manager and his staff does now. The mayor would be controlled. It would become partisan more than likely. It would become divisive in the cities. The size of Clearwater, the vast majority of them have a city manager form of government. Fort Lauderdale, Gainesville, Tallahassee, they all have city manager forms of government. Tampa, St. Petersburg, Orlando, Miami, Jacksonville, those are the larger cities. They have a strong mayor. The mayor in Tampa gets $160,000. We set the floor for the mayor of Clearwater, if this amendment should pass, if this referendum should pass, to be $120,000. But we're hearing already that we ought to pay the mayor of Clearwater $150,000. Well, excuse me, but the size of the city of Clearwater is three times less than the size of Tampa, and we're going to be paying the mayor of Clearwater the same salary because somebody wants to run for mayor and get $150,000? That's hogwash. We've been bamboozled by several people, as I say, some of them who don't even live in Clearwater, who don't have a business in Clearwater, yet are contributing mightily and heavily with their dollars because they feel that it would be easier for them to do business if they have one person to talk to than to try to get a consensus of the community and the council.
Well, yeah, and it seems like the biggest problem with this would be the lack of accountability and checks and balances on a strong mayor if we were to implement one.
Oh, Peter, you know, that's what I find hilarious about the amendment, the proponents. They're saying that the mayor would be more accountable to the people. Well, you only elect the mayor twice, when he first runs and then when he runs for reelection. The city manager can be fired at any time. He can be fired at one meeting with four votes, over two meetings with three votes. His job is day-to-day. He is accountable to the council and to the people every day. An elected strong mayor is accountable only once, and that's if he runs for reelection.
Right, and that seems like one of the major issues for me, that I don't know if the people of Clearwater really understand what we're getting into with the change in structure. And that's something, do you feel like, as you've kind of gone around and talked to people in Clearwater, that they understand what this amendment actually is?
Unfortunately, people do not have an understanding of the different types of local government, whether it's a strong mayor, whether it's a council manager form of government. But I think they understand that we in Clearwater have done a good job of meeting the needs of the people, of servicing them. You know, you look at what we've accomplished on Clearwater Beach with the Beach Walk. We have spent the same amount of money in downtown Clearwater with the Capitol Theater, with the streetscaping, with the boat slips, with the library, mm-hmm. and yet we're having downtown property owners tell us that we haven't done enough for them, and that they want more, and that they feel that if they have one person to contact, to work with, who can they can make a deal with, that it will be better for, obviously it would be better for them, but is it better for the city? And that's where we have a disconnect. We've accomplished an awful lot on Clearwater Beach with the investment that the city made. And it was done not by any back deal, but because people saw the investment and then the private sector stepped forward. That hasn't been the case in downtown Clearwater. And so now these people and members of the downtown partnership are upset. Well, you know, the downtown partnership hasn't done much for Clearwater in the 25 years of its existence. But you look at the service that the people have received through the council manager form of government, the libraries that we have, the parks and recreation programs that we have, how proud we can be of our stormwater programs, our Clearwater gas system. It just goes on and on. And I think that it would be a big mistake for us to forsake what we have established and what has served the people first, because this claim now is that a boss mayor, a strong mayor, will do a better job for the community. He'll do a better job for certain people, but not necessarily for everybody.
George, thank you so much for coming on, man. This was awesome. We really appreciate your insight, and we appreciate your service to the people of Clearwater.
Well, thank you very much, Peter. I am very, you know, I honestly, in my heart of hearts, believe that the citizens of Clearwater are served best by the current system that we have, the professional stability that a city manager council form of government gives. And I hope that they will say no. And again, just remind everybody that it's going to be a long ballot. It's going to be a two-page ballot. And this is going to be the very last question. So it's important for them to remember to turn the ballot over and to vote no. Thank you very much.
All right. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you so much to the mayor. That was really cool to be able to get his insight on a topic that's hitting Clearwater right now. Sorry this podcast was a little bit longer, maybe not quite as smooth as you're used to, but thanks for sticking with us. Hopefully you guys enjoyed it, and we'll be back with you guys next time.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest. Life comes at you fast, which is why it's important to find some time to relax. A little you time. Enter Chumba Casino. With no download required, you can jump on anytime, anywhere for the chance to redeem some serious prizes. So treat yourself with Chumba Casino and play over 100 online casino-style games, all for free. Go to ChumbaCasino.com to collect your free welcome bonus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.